Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. We are launching here into the third hour of the show. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by Sickle CAI. And tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here on our side of things. Coming up here, in fact, let me just give it real quick here, because it looks like the phones are starting to build up. An update on our friend Sam, friend, co-host, filmmaker Sam Dodson is in jail, and he has been there now for, it's in his fourth week, so been about 3.5 weeks at this point that he's been locked behind bars because he had the cojones to record with a video camera in a allegedly public location.
But that's not why he's right behind bars.
Well, that was the initial reason why, because he refused to turn his camera off when they demanded that he turn it off. They arrested him at that point, and they're keeping him behind bars because he will not consent to their system. And I guess he has consented to giving fingerprints and things like that. He's done some things that they've demanded of him, but because he hasn't done every single thing they've demanded of him, namely giving his legal name.
Well, that's the right to remain silent, right?
Right. He's exercising his right to remain silent on that issue, and they are punishing him by keeping him in a jail cell forever. The judge has said that he is in that cell indefinitely until he decides to give them his legal name. Now, interestingly enough, they already know what his legal name is. In point of fact, his legal name is now the name that he's going by at the jail. So we can give it out. It's public information at this point. So if you're trying to send him mail, we're told that you can still send it to John Sam Doe, which is the old name he was under.
There's only a couple dozen people at the jail, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't know if it's a couple dozen. I think it's more than that.
Yeah, but
a few dozen.
They might use excuses to be problematic,
right?
Because they don't like us.
So now his name is Sam Miller at the jail, Sam A. Miller, and that's his legal name.
Mm-hmm.
How did they get that information? Well, they finally, took him 2.5 weeks or whatever, but they did their investigation. They took his fingerprints. They ran his prints. They actually did some investigation. They found out the name, but that's not enough for them to start their process. That's not enough for them to bring him to a trial. That's not enough for them to have an arraignment.
Yes, it is. If they just choose not to.
Well, you're right. They're saying it's not enough. They're saying you need to consent. You need to give us your consent so we can go ahead with these processes. Look, Sam, we just want to get you out of here, man. We just want to help you.
It's so ridiculous that they consider that consent. It's like they're keeping you in jail until you consent.
Right. So order our services by giving us your name. And that's what happened this week. Dale, you and I, we went out to the Superior Court here in New Hampshire, in Cheshire County of New Hampshire, and filed writs of habeas corpus, which is basically a legal document that says, hey, you need to let this guy out because you haven't there hasn't even been a trial, and this is an obvious joke that you're making of your own justice system here, and you need to let this guy out. And so we filed those writs, and the judge did finally get back to responding to them today. And basically, in a 3-page order, as they tend to so often give, you can read the full thing for yourself if you'd like at freekeen.com. But in a nutshell, the judge basically says that they usually don't issue writs when the proceedings are pending, undisposed of. So he's saying that because a trial and appeal is available to Sam, it's a service, right? Remember, these people talk about business. When they talk about what they do in the courtroom, they refer to it as business. Now, of course, that's an insult to real businessmen. Anyway, they refer to it as business, and so what they want here, and what he basically says is that, well, because Sam could give his name and then get a trial from us, that therefore your writs of habeas corpus are dismissed. And so all 9 of them have been dismissed, and Sam sits in a jail cell.
They don't have to deliver the body.
Well, I want to know, like, the crime is that he's not giving his name, and what is the punishment for that crime? Is it a reasonable punishment? Can we file a writ based on this being an unreasonable punishment for the crime of not giving your name?
That's a good question. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
Because there's a lot in the New Hampshire Constitution about how the punishment needs to fit the crime, and not participating. It's like resisting arrest, I suppose. You could maybe, it might even fall under that in my mind.
Well, maybe to us.
Resisting arrest, you know?
Maybe it depends on your perspective, Dave.
So what's the charge for that?
Well, maybe it depends on your perspective. To us, this seems like, well, what's the big deal? He's right to remain silent. This is no big deal. There shouldn't be much of a punishment for this. But to them, what Sam is doing is a threat to their entire aura of legitimacy. Sam not cooperating on this one, what seems to us to be a little issue of not saying his name, is something that, to them could be incredibly destructive.
I completely agree, and I think that's like the next step of poking holes in this legitimacy is say, okay, so you're saying he's committing some crime by not giving his name, and you're keeping him in jail for it. What is a reasonable punishment for the crime of not giving your name, which of course is absurd, but, okay, you're saying this is a crime, presumably, because you're punishing for it. So you're saying he's not going to get a trial, he's going to stay in jail.
Well, if it was a crime, he'd be charged. He's not being charged.
Right. Good grief.
It's crazy.
This is just them exercising raw power over somebody. That's all it is. They're trying to scare people.
It's a version of the justice system. I'm sorry.
This is the justice system. It's how it works. It's just that most people don't experience it.
Yeah.
Most people don't experience it at this level because they do cooperate.
Right.
Consent.
Most people don't even want to do the trial process. They plea out. Innocent people all the time plea out because this is such a miserable process.
Yes.
We have a guilty until proven innocent mindset right from the start, and this notion and this joke, this excuse for a justice system, and people plea out of it. It's so miserable.
Right.
The innocent people do.
So there you have it. Let's get right back into these phone calls here. That was the update on Sam, and as always, we'll post the latest at freekeen.com. Let's talk to Melissa in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Melissa.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi there. Well, I want to discuss an issue. I'm a member of the Question Club, as you've been talking about all evening.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Well, we have another, you know how the Question Club is a community? We have another one, and it's an anonymous spinoff. Hmm. But a big problem there is there's been a lot of cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you give us an example of that?
Such as certain people being attacked, for certain things they do in their life, being called really mean names.
But isn't everyone anonymous at the other club?
They are. You don't have to be anonymous. You can be, but people will mention usernames.
I see. As though the Question Club itself isn't anonymous anyway. I mean, most of the people, are most of the people there sharing email addresses?
We don't really share email addresses,
right.
But some people do talk outside of the club, and a lot of people know people under their username identities.
Got it. Okay, so people are doing mean internet things, which is, hey, welcome to the internet, right?
The more anonymity you get, the more of that you're going to have.
That's true.
I was wondering, how far is too far? Do you think it's something that you should just say, oh, well, it's just the internet, it's not serious business, or should you really take it serious?
Are there real threats going on, or is it just like
I think if they're actually threatening physical violence, then there's obviously cause to look into that.
More so attacks on personal character than anything else. But there have been threats in the past. There have been things that cause people to lose their jobs.
Develop a thicker skin on the internet.
Well, yeah, if it's a real threat, like I'm going to hurt you or your family or destroy your property or something like that, then I think that's something that I think deserves to have action taken, as in ban that individual and keep them out of your community.
Baninate them.
If it's just saying mean things, then you have to decide how much of that you want for your forum. I mean, for instance, we have a forum on our website at the Free Talk Live BBS, and virtually anything goes there. People are sniping back and forth all the time, but that's just, those are the rules set we've selected.
There's a certain amount of snarking, there's a certain amount that it can be seen as harassment. But with the anonymous cloak, you can't really tell who's saying what.
Sure.
Unless someone messes up and then you see who they are.
If it's known that people are going in and it's an anonymous club, then I say they're getting exactly what they're expecting. If they want a more cordial, civil occasion, they shouldn't be going into an anonymous forum.
Say whatever you want. You can be as hurtful and as harassing as you want because no one knows who you are.
I don't think there's anything that one can do about that, I think. What the problem is, I think the internet is one of those, the more anonymity that a person has anywhere, if they were behind a dark screen in real life, they would, that's when people tend to be, meaner. And I think that the problem with the forum is the way that it's set up. It is anonymous.
Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. If you're uncomfortable about what's happening there, contact contact the administrators and let them know that you don't like seeing this and that you aren't going to participate there. They may say, well, go take a hike. We don't want you here. It's their forum, so they get to make that choice. And if you disagree, set up your own forum. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciix-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what IonicZone has to offer. IonicZone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. If you dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it is Ian here.
And Dale.
And Martin. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, and we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's go. More lady listeners. Rhonda is on the line in Canada. Rhonda, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Rhonda, just doing super. What's on your mind tonight?
So I called last night. I was actually the same person calling from Canada. And, yeah, I noticed you were talking about TTC a lot tonight, and you're kind of promoting your idea of libertarianism, I guess.
You know, I used to call myself a libertarian, but I think the word has been tarnished by those people who also call themselves libertarians. And
I think it's an accurate description that you're making, Rhonda.
No, I think voluntarist is an accurate description of my viewpoint. I think, Mark, you could be a labeled libertarian.
I want to talk about your what is it called? How do you say it?
Voluntarism, or I'm a voluntarist, and I think, Dale, you would qualify yourself as a voluntarist?
Yes, they're both members of the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, and Mark is Mark would qualify himself as a libertarian, because he's kind of a small government guy, whereas Dale and myself want to move on, to evolve to a voluntary society where people or human beings interact with one another on a completely consensual basis.
Well, I believe there was another listener that came to our community through, I guess, us talking about TQC, and he was promoting your idea of voluntarism or whatever it is. I'm sorry, okay. I cannot say it. And we were talking about I was talking about how it could transition into something negative. I was just wondering how you would see it, or like how it would avoid, I guess, people who are like-minded banding together, creating a majority, and then creating another government that would reflect what we have now. And I see like voluntarism or whatever developing into something based on religion, maybe, or whatever. I guess just like-minded people coming together and benefiting each other and leaving out people who are not like them. And I do not see that differing from this government at all.
Before we give an explanation, Rhonda, I'd like to thank you for thinking about the issues and formulating opinions and really, you know, just kind of mulling it over in your mind.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you.
I was going to say that is a good question, and it's totally understandable, because right now people are under the conception that government is sort of preventing that from happening. It's kind of like if you hire the mafia to protect you from crime. What they're doing is they've just monopolized that act for themselves. So it's not preventing it right now. In a way, it's like that is a potential problem in any society, and that's something that people should be vigilant about. But essentially, people ganging up and using violence to impose their will on people. That's what government is doing. That's the nature of government itself. So it's like you're sort of asking, it is the problem that you're using it to try and solve.
Does that make any sense? It seemed a little roundabout.
Yeah, well, that's what I feel like it is. It's just going to lead into what we have now. And it's just, I see, okay, it will eventually lead to a government anyway, so why not try to create the perfect government, or the one that benefits all and has everyone.
Here's what I think you're missing about this. The voluntary society evolving to a voluntary society, as I like to promote, it requires a paradigm shift. This isn't a violent thing. You don't get to the voluntary society, to a consensual society, by winning some violent revolution where people die. You have to change change individuals' hearts and minds, and people have to embrace the idea of the core idea of voluntarism, in my opinion, is to honor your neighbor's choices and to not aggress against them. So whatever your neighbors are doing, as long as they aren't aggressing against you or harming somebody or destroying property or whatever, you honor their choices. You allow them to be free, so you in turn have freedom as well. And we live in a world today where people just don't do that. They see what their neighbors are doing and they say, well, I disagree with that, whether it be the, you know, the social conservatives saying, well, I don't want gay people to get married, or whether it be, you can't smoke pot, or whatever the issue might happen to be.
Well, for instance, the liberals would say, well, you can't be an ultra, conservative and not employ gay people, or you can't be a bigot and not allow black people in your restaurant? I mean, that would be the other end of it.
Right. So my point here is that if people evolve their thinking to the point where they start to respect their neighbors' choices and don't aggress against their neighbors, which is what government is. It is aggression against peaceful people. It's violence inherently. Then that's a paradigm shift. And what you're saying then is that you believe that if people's paradigm shifted, they would shift back to aggression. And I don't agree with that. And if that's where we disagree, that's fine. But I think that I wanted to put it in that perspective for you. So
and I think
ahead.
Also we're changing the nature of government. We're not getting rid of it. We're not. What we're saying is we are not going to support. We are each of us as individuals going to not support this a monopoly on violence. We're going to allow governments to exist as peaceful entities that only that have services that protect people but do not act aggressively against innocent people. And so we're not that. We do have to replace it with something else. We have to replace it with voluntary institutions. And that's the only way to keep another bad government from forming. But it's silly to we can't expect a violent government to prevent a violent government from forming. That's sort of self-defeatist. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I just, I guess I just don't see a plausible or way of getting to a libertarian government or like state or society without, I guess, restarting life. I just see like the structure's already been created and like prejudice has already been created, so you're asking people to change their views on like other people around them and their government.
Rhonda, before you go on, prejudices change. It used to be in the 1860s and you know times before that here in the United States that we considered black people to not be human beings. They were called the Negro, and
three-fifths of a man, right?
Right. They were considered to be something other than human beings. I'd like to mention that Quakers were the people that started abolition, and you know so those prejudices have changed over time, and the structures that you're talking about that are in existence now and do seem like they would go on forever here in the United States, have always fallen everywhere. Look at the Roman Empire. Gone.
USSR.
Gone. You know, all the empires, all the great empires that have conquered the world and slaughtered people in their name.
It's not that you mean great.
Right, and called themselves great in that manner, and we have done the same. The English Empire just before, and the Spanish Empire before them, all of them are gone.
So, yes, change is possible. And
change is inevitable.
Absolutely.
The United States Empire, as it stands today, will fall. The question is, when?
Right. Thanks, Rhonda. Great call. Good discussion.
That girl is smart.
I appreciate it.
Thinking about these issues.
She is. Yeah, those are very good questions.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. And there's good questions to ask.
And we like having our smart lady listeners on the Shrine of Female Listeners, shrine.freetalklive.com. You know, I'm pushing that because we had some of them tell us they were going to do, some of the question club participants told us they were going to do that. And we haven't gotten any yet. I understand it takes some time, but I wonder who will be first. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yes, change is inevitable. And so what we're attempting to do, not just with this show, but with the Free State Project and moving people up here to New Hampshire, is to direct change in a peaceful, voluntary, consensual direction, and I think it can work. More coming up. You bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you tonight.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here with your phone calls shortly, but I want to take a moment out to thank our brand new listeners from the Question Club for being so great. Let me give you a little history here of the, I guess for lack of a better term, invasions we've had.
Yeah, we've had many message boards invasions throughout the years because we have a policy on Free Talk Live that is very liberal as far as letting people on the air.
We'll let anybody on.
Most talk radio, and I know that most people don't listen to talk radio, but the most talk radio is, you can only talk about what the host is talking about.
Right, they start a topic in the beginning of the hour, and if you're not on that one topic and you aren't saying what the host wants to hear,
right, because if you sound a little too smart for the host to be able to handle or bring up a point that the host won't be able to handle, the screener is going to sniff you out in a second, and you'll never get on the air, because the purpose of the show is to make the host seem smart. We
not this show.
Have looked plenty dumb on
anybody,
the show.
Anybody can hear long enough.
The fact that we disagree amongst each other proves it, because one of us has to look dumb when we disagree, right?
Yeah, it's usually you.
Yeah, whatever.
You can hear them turn down the volume on someone when they want to talk and they don't want to hear what the other guy's saying. So they just turn the volume down and start talking for a little while. And you're lucky, maybe they'll bring you back on briefly for a moment and say something again.
So what were some of the invasions we've had in the past?
The top forum?
Cop forum, where I don't even remember how it started, but somebody went into a cop forum, and the cops, of course, are a bunch of jerks. Some cops are good guys, but not the ones on these forums. They came in here, and that was a three-hour
hour-long, just epic show. It was
battle.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so there was that one. But one that was, I guess, a little more similar to what's going on with the Question Club, with sort of a younger demographic-style listener.
4chan?
Was, no. We've never been, no, never.
I guess I don't know the difference.
No, it wasn't 4chan. It was The Vestibule, or T-E-H, you know how they misspell the on the internet? Te Vestibule over at IGN, which is a gamers forum. So, we've got a difference in, he's still a younger demographic, but the gamers forum, obviously a bunch of young males mm-hmm. coming to Free Talk Live, and of course, the phone calls we got from them were mostly asinine, nonsensical calls that usually ended up we had to hang up on somebody because they would say, you know, drop out an F-bomb or say, just do something stupid like that we just unfortunately can't
these
put
are well
our
thought
stations
out.
At risk. So it's interesting, like the difference between young males and young females, right? Because
right.
the Question Club's users are mostly female, from what I can tell, at least from our calls that are coming in. They're educated, they're informed, they're interesting, they're good questions, it's good discussion, whereas those young males
and
are like
just,
a waste.
They're speaking calm and rationally yeah. and actually having a discussion instead of just trying to...
The funny part about it, on the one of the forums here, they somebody said, well, you know, calling that young Rhonda. I don't remember which one it was. Rhonda,
Rhonda,
the,
yes.
The last one. Rhonda, a smart girl or something like that when she got off, was condescending. It's like saying young girls can't be smart. You can't do anything right in this business, okay?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I can't do anything right. If I would have called her a smart young lady, then you know somebody would have said, you shouldn't call her a lady. That's condescending to yeah. you know, women that don't want to be called
You're
ladies.
You're supposed to call her stupid, Mark.
Right. What am I supposed to do here? I felt that that was a genuine statement.
I felt it was heartfelt, personally, being honest.
I have that tone of voice. I'm condescending sounding. It's just the truth.
Let's continue with the calls and talk to Mindy in Florida. Mindy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey. I'm also from the Question Club.
Welcome, Mindy. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering, if there were no government, no authority, as you guys seem to so wish.
Those two.
There isn't.
Dale and I prefer that, but yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Your thing seems to be we just want to behave the way we want, do the things we want, as long as, you know, we're not harming anyone, that's all right.
Yeah,
that's it.
Doesn't that sound good
yeah.
to you?
Yeah, it sounds good, but I was just wondering what's going to happen when people do things that are harming other people, harming a lot of people. Who swoops in to take, yeah, it's inevitable. Who's going to swoop in and, you know, make sure he doesn't hurt anyone anymore?
It's a good question.
The main difference, instead of there just being this one organization that claims, they claim the authority, they don't actually have it. When I said, you said if there weren't that authority, and I said that there isn't, what I meant is there is an institution, there's the authority behind it is strictly comes from force. All of our authority in our society right now is built on violence. It's not built on logic or reason or
consent.
Yeah, consent. Like if you consent and say, I want you to protect me, I will consent to some rules if you do that, you know, and it wouldn't be that you'd have a choice. You know, then you would have a lot of organizations that are accountable and that act as checks and balances against each other versus this. What happens right now is because we have this authority that is really false. It's just mm-hmm. a bunch of people willing to use violence to back up their control. Then that's where you actually get authority. You know, you get authority, like Ian said, from consent by saying, I will agree to these rules if I can live in this society, and I also agree to certain punishments if I break these rules. And that's how you get, otherwise you're on your own. No one's going to support you. No one's going to want to do business with you. No one's going to want to work with you, to exchange service with you. And you can go out in the woods and live as a hermit, but that's not, you know, what kind of life is that? So
now, Mindy, before they go on, I'd like to point out that there's a slight difference in how we feel here on the show, Mark and Ian and Dale, and I sort of am of the opinion that we should have, you know, keep some kind of court system and modify it in the in ways that say the loser of the court battle pays for the courts, the time in court there.
Well, let's explain why. I mean, look, I I'm with you on your reforms of the governmental system, Mark, as far as they would be good things. The reason why you want loser pays is to stop all of the insane lawsuits, because if somebody wants to right now, Mindy, they can bring a lawsuit against you, even if it's fallacious, you know, for libel Frivolous. Or something like that. And then all of a sudden, your life is turned upside down. You have to, you know, deal with this lawsuit, and instead of doing the things you want to do with your life, if it turns out that they were frivolous with their lawsuit, then they would have to pay all of the costs incurred and pay you for all of your time and all of that. We don't really have that today, and that's a loser. It would be a loser pays system that you're proposing, Mark. And I think it's a good proposal.
Yeah. I also am of the opinion that once. You know, people were allowed to do what they wanted to do and not arrested for not hurting people, then you would find that the police, you know, stayed within the bounds of, you know, the strictures that they were originally supposed to stay within the bounds of. They wouldn't just be searching people because they felt like searching people, because there wouldn't be anything to find. I mean, if there wasn't anything such called contraband, you wouldn't find police violating the Fourth Amendment, which is the one to be securing your, you know, your person, your papers, and, you know, all that stuff.
The problem is...
That kind of leads me to another question.
Sure.
People are kind of by nature power thirsty. You put someone in any kind of position of power, and they're going to try and take advantage of it as much as they can. And kind of harming other people could be defined differently by different people. You put the wrong guy in authority, say, you know, I'll follow these rules, then he can start messing with everything. What would happen then?
Right. The thing that that you're missing is, and we're going back to the voluntary society, which is what Dale and I are talking about, whereas Mark was talking about more of a small government thing. So in the voluntary society, you would be contracting with protection agencies, or you know, in the case if you had an issue with somebody, you would take them to you know, to an arbitrator or something like that instead of some government monopoly court. There would be different agencies out there that you could go to, just like, you know, there are different grocery stores out there that are competing for your business. These folks would also be competing. So there would be no power over others in that way, because you would have consented in the first place. And if it turned out that these people were corrupt, or they're doing business not on the up and up, or for whatever reason you're not satisfied with the way they're doing business, then you cancel your contract and you sign up with the competition. These aren't they don't have that monopoly on violence like the government does, to where they can just extract as much money from you as they want to, and you just have to keep paying regardless of how many of your friends they've thrown in jail or whatever awful depredations they've been performing. So what we're talking about is a society in which those things are open to competition, instead of just having a one-size-fits-all violent monopoly. And I wish we had more time. There are other calls. But here's what I'd like to suggest that you do. Go to book.freekeen.com. That's book.freekeen.com. And there's a book called The Market for Liberty there, which I actually turned into an audiobook. You can either listen to it or you can download it in PDF form. And it gets really into the details of how a voluntary society's police protection forces and arbitrators would work. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome45.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome45.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A-plus rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home. And IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits' hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to hazardrid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazardrid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can dial in toll-free even in these remaining moments, but I'm not going to give you the number because the phones are loaded up with calls. And it is Ian here with you.
And Dale. And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You know Amazon, they've got all the products you could probably ever want to buy. Dozens of categories. Even used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. No better place to shop on the internet, in my opinion. Plus, Free Talk Live gets a cut when you enter through that front door. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you facing a debt crisis? DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees that they can protect your bank accounts, assets, and the equity in your home. They are the debt crisis consultants. The bankruptcy laws have changed, and you need DebtCrisisSolutions.com, 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123, DebtCrisisSolutions.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue here taking your phone calls with B. Roses in Connecticut. B. Roses?
Oh, hey.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
I'll put you off speakerphone, taking a second.
Okay, no problem. Now, you were the one who called. Were you the one who called last night with the issue about being too afraid to kiss the guy that you're interested in kissing?
Yes, actually, that was me. Thank you for remembering.
No. Oh, you blew it.
Hey, you know, I think we put that the wrong way last night.
What do you mean?
Okay.
I'm of the opinion that it sounded too harsh. All I really wanted to say was that you get to make the decision as to whether or not you have a mental block. Like a mental block is kind of a way to take away your own decision.
I don't think that's entirely true though.
It may not be true. Like, you could really have a mental block. You could be that one, that 0.1%, that one in a thousand people that actually does have a mental block. But I think that statistically, the chances are good. You're just scared. And
that's okay.
Everybody's been scared in their life. I've been absolutely
scared. I'm not scared.
Okay.
And I can tell you for a fact that I'm not scared. See, that's why I consider this whole mental block idea, because it's not a fear. Okay, it's just I can't do it. It just can't happen.
People deal with different fears differently.
That's
like,
true.
I've
but
had
I,
different
I
kinds of different kinds of fear.
Can't is a very disempowering word.
Right. Last week I had to do some public speaking, and I was scared in a far different way than I was when I had a dozen Cubans standing around me with homemade knives in prison. Like there's different kinds of fear, and I don't know. I mean, that's what we were trying to say. So anyway, go
whatever you call tonight. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, I actually just wanted to update. I actually did want to talk to you about this mental block that you say I don't have, or that I may have now. Not too sure.
Well, you can have it if you want it. That's all I'm saying.
The mental block is yours to argue for. If you argue hard enough, you can have it.
Okay. Well, I just think it's situational because, as far as I know, this has been the only situation in which this mental block has occurred, and I can't imagine why.
When you say that, does that mean that you've had encounters with other men in the past and you have had no problem putting the moves on them?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's just this one guy. Something's unusual about this one guy that is making it difficult for you?
Yes, that is the big issue, I suppose I could say. And I would just like to put out there that at some point I took off my pants, okay, in his bed, and again, nothing happened. And this did actually happen.
Scared.
Yes.
He's scared.
Was he conscious at that
time?
That's
all right.
Yes, he was not asleep and or blacked out. He was very much conscious.
I can tell you that I've been in those situations, like that situation
where someone
that you're talking
took off
about,
their pants?
Where a girl has taken off her pants and I've been in the same bed with her and I was too scared to reach over because she I didn't feel like she gave me the cues that I needed, as though taking her pants off wasn't enough.
Pants
he, I'm telling you, it's happened
cue.
To me. It's
okay,
happened to me.
I don't have pants, okay? That's pretty much like a go-ahead.
I get it. I get it.
I'm glad that you
really
get
nice?
It now. What?
Do that again?
Does he dress really nice?
I guess. Why is that?
Does he decorate his room kind of cool? Or? Does he have Jonas Brothers posters?
What does his dress wear have anything to do with the situation?
No,
are you just curious? Mind. Are you trying to get an imagery? Because I don't get
no,
it.
No, I'm not going to go there.
Dale may be trying to be competition for you. I don't know. I mean, is it possible your friend is gay?
Oh, is that what you were asking?
I was kind of getting there.
Dale is gay. I mean, so
yeah, but
that's
no,
fine.
I already told you yesterday that he might be gay. It's okay. No, but I already said yesterday that's one speculation. So he might, in fact, be gay. But he doesn't see. Okay.
Hold on. If you think it's speculation as to whether or not he might be gay, and if it's too difficult for you to try to kiss him or offer to kiss him, right. Why not just ask him if he's gay? I mean, maybe he won't tell you the truth.
No.
But
That doesn't make sense.
I doubt he would say if he is.
But they're really good friends. You weren't here yesterday for the conversation with her, but they're really good friends. They're text messaging all the time. They work together, and so there's a relationship there already.
Yeah, okay. There is a relationship.
B Roses, I am articulate, and if I must say so myself, a beautiful man. And
okay.
I've been in bed with more than one girl with her pants off and have not put the moves on her because I was scared, and I'm not gay. Okay?
Are you sure?
I thought the things like performance
abundantly
anxiety.
Clear. I spent 8.5 years in prison. I'd know whether I was gay or not.
Checked. He doesn't. Never mind. I won't say that.
So, and I'm not scared of joking about being gay because I'm not. I really do think that there's a good chance that this guy's just scared. I've been in his position, and I've just been. Well, I don't know for sure.
He probably doesn't want to scare you away
whatever. Know, respect for women is a big thing for me. I was, I was raised to respect women. And, I want to put the moves on. I just don't know whether I should. That's happened to me.
No, I understand that. I mean, I think the whole big respect thing, he's very gentlemanly and, he's very family oriented. So I guess it would make sense that, he wants to respect me, but it's really aggravating because I don't really want him to respect me in that sense.
I know what you're saying.
We know what you want from him.
I don't know, little touches here and there while you're talking to him, something to
get
more clues.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Clues.
Yesterday, we spent the entire,
working.
like...
I know.
Excuse me?
Mark says more clues, and I said the clues are obviously not working. You have your pants off. I mean, what else can you do? I think you just need to get to put it out there. And I mean, the next time you take your pants off, you know, straddle over top of him or something.
I don't think that's really hard. If she can't say, hey, Rodney or whatever his name is.
Yeah,
if she can't, Rob, if she can't say, hey, Rob, I'd like it if you'd kiss me now. If she can't say that, she can't straddle him.
Yeah, that's
true. You know, that's not true. I honestly think straddling him would be a lot easier than just saying,
do what you need to do.
Do it.
Get him in a position where he's going to have to make a choice to either show an interest.
He wants to make that choice,
presumably.
No, but wouldn't it be hilarious if I did straddle him and he was just like, oh, I can't see the TV?
It could be, right? And that level of rejection is something that you can handle, okay?
Awkward moment.
Every guy on the planet has been rejected like that a dozen times, or you know, on some level or another. Well, you don't try to kiss girls.
I'm going
to
give you a homework assignment.
Okay.
If you haven't already, it's a little bit before your time. Have you watched the movie Clueless?
I have watched Clueless, yes.
Has your relationship seen anything like that?
Excuse me?
Does your relationship with him seem anything like that?
No.
Okay, that's a good sign then.
Hey, B Rose, it's good hearing from you. Keep us in the loop as to what happens here, because I want to know as your relationship develops here, what happens if you actually do make the move, because I think it could work out for you. Get up the courage and do it. Thanks for the call.
It's the best thing that'll ever happen to Rob.
No doubt about it. Let's continue here and talk to Celia in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I may be Australian, but my father's side of the family is actually American,
Okay. And
my mother's side is English, and I also have family from Canada and New Zealand, so I've traveled quite a bit. The thing is, I've seen a wave of what they like to call adventure tourism, where people are going to places that are dangerous because the country makes money from, you know, guides and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And one country that I've become interested in because it's so isolated is North Korea. Now, the thing I want to talk about was ethics in adventure traveling. Like, should someone go to a place like that to become educated about possible ways, you know, things could be changed? Or should someone not go there because, you know, of the gulags and Camp 22 and Yodok and all
you
that?
You may never leave North Korea.
Well, I think that her concern is to giving money to an organization like the government of North Korea. Is that a concern?
Yeah. See, I don't think I would go if I had the chance because that place terrifies me in a way. But you, if you're an outsider, you can look at it from what they let you see. And I don't know if you've heard of a magazine called Vice, but they actually sent an American guy over there during the MASS games, and he reported on possible bugging at his hotel and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that really freaks me out. So I was wondering, like, a hypothetical situation. If someone gave you a ticket to Pyongyang, for example, with guides and everything and, you know, protectors, would you do it? Or would you stay where you are?
I would.
Okay.
I don't think I would.
I would.
You would?
Absolutely. I want to go to different places.
North Korea?
Yeah.
You might never leave.
I've been to Haiti. They could have eaten me alive
there. That's a good point. All right. I wish we had more time to get into it deeper. Thanks for the call tonight. We are out of time. Back tomorrow night. If you didn't get on, apologies. Call tomorrow night. We'll get you on then. This is Free Talk Live and online at freetalklive.com.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history. And it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.